on the move today, man. I'm all over the place. Was at the zoo this morning. Now I'm back home here in the hut, right where I belong. It's safer in here. You know what I mean? And it's Friday, which means Brianna Koval's in.
Good morning.
Wilkin County Emergency Services, what we're talking today. But we got to go back to yesterday, because yesterday was Thursday.
Yes.
And it's April. Premiums are running hot. Really good. Coming
really
in hot.
Really good. Yeah.
And how did yesterday go?
Yesterday was a great day. We did 1,526 pounds yesterday.
Of aluminum.
Of aluminum.
That's a lot of cans.
Now, I will say that number is slightly skewed.
Okay.
Because the zoo brings in cans twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and we only put it into the ledger on Thursday. So we add up 2 days' worth of cans for them. But still only, I shouldn't say only, it was almost 400 pounds for their total that's included in there. So, I mean, we still had a really, really, really good day.
That
is a
great day.
I was really happy with it. We only had like 800 and some pounds on Tuesday, so the fact that we did 1,500 on Thursday was great. Our biggest load is still only 612 pounds. I'm shocked.
Only.
Yep. I would have imagined that somebody would have brought more in at this point. But 612 pounds is a lot.
How far are we from goal?
We are 1,503 pounds from goal. And we still have Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
So three more collection days.
Yep, we're going to make
it. You're going to make that.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, you're going to set the bar way up.
Well, we'll set it up a little higher. We're just trying to incrementally increase to see if we can get back to where we were.
Okay.
You know, early in my career here, like in that 2018, 2019 realm, we were shooting for 20,000 pounds, and we would usually get that.
I remember the days, yeah.
Yep. However, now that curbside recycling has become so easy for people, they're just throwing their aluminum in that bin.
Okay,
every
so that's sort
week.
Of eating into it.
Yep, exactly. Which it's great. They're still recycling. It's just not coming to me anymore.
Got
and
it.
That's okay, because nobody, I shouldn't say nobody, many people don't want to save 40 contractor size bags of aluminum cans all year long. Just to bring them in to get that extra incentive price. They're like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to recycle them as I go. And that's still great.
Do you have regulars? I mean, it's like we can count on you every single year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and we have regulars that come in every week
I bet.
Just get rid of a grocery bag full of cans or so,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. I love to see people recycling. That's why I love what I do.
Well, and that's the point of all this is
yes.
to just, you know, put it all back and use it again.
Yep, absolutely. And aluminum is infinitely recyclable. And when I say aluminum, I mean aluminum in the sense of a used beverage container, as far as a pop can, a beer can, whatever.
Yeah.
It's infinitely recyclable. You can keep recycling those over and over and over and over again. And it's still going to be made into a new aluminum can. I found a statistic a couple of years ago that said 70% of all aluminum that's ever been produced into beverage containers is still on the market.
70%?
Yeah, because
that's
it just
crazy.
Keeps being recycled.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing, and it's wonderful.
Yep, absolutely. So Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 6, Saturday from 8 to noon. You got to get in there before the end of the month if you want that 42-cent premium, or 44 cents if you bring in over 100 pounds, or 44 cents if you donate any quantity to any group that we collect for. But you got to get in before the end of the month.
Got to happen.
The end of the month is next week.
Okay.
You have until next Thursday.
Keep that in mind.
Yep.
All right.
So
that Thursday's kind of D-Day for us. We were talking not a whole lot as far as, like, you know, severe weather awareness, that kind of thing. But not only recycling, but you've got a couple of other recycling events. You've got one in June, I know.
Yes.
That is awesome. That I think you're going to have a really good turnout for this.
Yeah, it was a really good turnout last year. I imagine it'll be a really good turnout again this year. On June 24th, we have our Wilkin County Free Electronics Recycling Day, which means if you are a Wilkin County resident, you can bring your electronics in, and I'll take it from you. I will happily take them from you. We do limit one TV or computer monitor.
I'm going to say there is a catch, yeah.
Yep, and that's the only catch.
Mm-hmm.
It's one TV or computer monitor for free. Any additional TVs or computer monitors, it's $15 per monitor.
Right.
Otherwise, everything else we will take off your hands in unlimited quantity for free. That means laptops, DVD players, tablets, keyboards, VCRs, telephones, all your miscellaneous cables, cameras, cell phones, speakers, scanners, hard drive, DVRs, fax machines, all of those things, printers, all of it. We'll take those in unlimited quantity. The only thing we're going to limit you on is screens. And you can bring in 10 TVs if you want.
But you're just, only going to get the one only for one free. Right.
And then that's only for Wilkin County residents.
And it's one day only for Wilkin County residents.
June 24th. Okay. So mark your calendar. June 24th. That is our electronics recycling day. Mark your calendar.
You're going to get hit hard that day. Trust me.
We will. I actually had a lady call yesterday thinking that it was today. And I'm like, no, please, no.
No, you're a couple months off.
Yep, exactly. Mark your calendar June 24th from 10 until 6 at the Recycling Center, and we will take all those electronics off your hands. For more information, there is an event on Facebook from the company that's hosting for us. Retrofit, I believe, is their name. You can search that up or on the Wilkin County website, wilkincounty.gov/environmental, and you'll see all the information on there as well.
Fantastic. Loving that.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're an archery mom and a scout mom. Anything there, or are we just kind of in a tweener time?
You know, local girl Seda Huffs is out at Western Nationals.
Way to go.
Exactly. So she is competing for that. Scouts, they are gearing up for camp. And then big track meet in Holly today.
That's right. So, that's where you're heading.
Exactly. So lots of local kids will be at that track meet as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
And I hear there's a big trap shoot this weekend, too.
There is. We're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes.
So lots of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brianna Covell, safe travels, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
I know. You have a good vacation.
I'm going to have a good vacation.
Absolutely. Okay. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Oh, I'm going to have stories. Trust me on that. Brianna Covell in. We're talking recycling. We're talking emergency management. We talk with Brianna every Friday. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather